The Coca-Cola Company brings you Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy. It's Sunday night, and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy. Mortimer Snerd and Ray Noble and his orchestra, brought to you each week by the Coca-Cola Company. Tonight, our special guest is one of your favorite motion picture leading men, Mr. Robert Cummings. And now, Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
No. Oh, boy. Oh, hush up out there. Bunch of guffawing people.
Well, now, Mortimer, doesn't it make you feel good to see all these smiling faces out here?
I don't know about that.
Well, just look at these people. Look at their faces.
Oh.
What's the matter?
I felt better before I looked. Oh.
You know, you seem to be in a very good mood today.
Yeah, you know why?
No, why?
Well, that's on account of because I got a job, Mr. Bergen.
You haven't?
Yeah, I got a job, yeah.
You're working?
Yeah, oh, sure, yeah. I'm busier than a cow's tail at fly time, isn't it?
Well, so you finally got a job.
Yeah?
Lady Luck smiled on you. Hmm? I say Lady Luck smiled on you.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
I wonder what it is about me that gets the women.
Well, I always knew you would be a success, Mortimer. In spite of everything I've always said, you have horse sense.
Yeah, yes, sir, yeah. There ain't very many horses that can outthink me.
No. Now tell me, Mortimer, what kind of a job do you have?
Well, it's a sort of a, it's a, well, it's a, you could, well, I could do it myself. it's kind of a sticker, you know. What was it?
What kind of a job?
Oh, yeah, what kind of a job, yeah. I'm in the music business.
You're in the music business?
Yeah.
Well, well, what end?
Well, all of me.
All of you.
Both ends,
yeah. But you haven't studied music. Doesn't that make you awfully ignorant on the subject?
Well, it helps, yeah.
Without any specialized training, what can you do in the music business?
Well, you see, I work with another fella. Oh, yeah. Yes, it's a team combination that we are. See, the other fella... He's a musician.
Uh-huh.
He plays the organ.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I'm his assistant.
Ah, I see. You're working with an organist.
Yeah.
I suppose you get to travel a lot?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. All the way out to the end of the chain.
Is that right? Yeah. Did you say chain?
Yeah.
Now, just a minute. An organ and a chain?
Oh, it's a swell job. Short hours and all the peanuts I can eat. Oh, yeah.
Now I know what kind of a job you have. Now look, Mortimer.
Oh, please, Mr. Bergen, I'd rather you call me by my stage name.
What's that?
Jocko.
Mortimer, that organ grinder is using you to replace his monkey.
Yeah?
Yes. Now you'll just have to quit that job.
Well, what for?
I'm sorry.
I got as much right to work as the next monkey.
But for a few peanuts that you work hard for all day, why, Mortimer, you were pooped. You were duped.
Well, that louses up my line.
Yes, it does.
Well, yeah.
Well.
Do you want to sit up here? No, no. You're sort of crowding into my territory now.
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to explain to you is that you have made the world's biggest fool of yourself.
Well, I always say anything worth doing at all is worth doing well. Yeah, that's right.
I say, Edgar, I haven't seen Charles around. Anything wrong with the little chap?
No, you see, he's doing odd jobs around the neighborhood now to earn some spending money.
Oh, really? You know, chap, Father had the same theory.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When I was a lad, I asked Father for money to take a girl dancing, you see. And he said, go clean out the furnace.
Well, how did it work?
Oh, fine, fine. But I still think we would have enjoyed ourselves more if we'd gone dancing. Oh, I say, Edgar, here comes Charlie. And the little chap is soaking wet.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Bertie.
Charlie, I want to know, what is the meaning of this? How did you get so wet?
Well, do you want the truth or a lie?
The truth.
Oh, the truth, yeah. Would you care to try for another category?
No. Let's not horse around. How did you get wet?
Well, would you believe I broke off with my girl and she cried on my shoulder?
No.
Yes, that sounds logical to me.
It does, huh? Well, I think I better think up another one then.
All right now, Charlie, please, out with it. Remember, the road to ruin is paved with lies.
It is, huh?
Yes.
Well, shake hands with the head contractor.
Yeah. Now, let's get to the bottom of this, Charlie. Now, you were supposed to clean up Robert Cummings' garage, weren't you?
Yes, sir, that's it.
Now, did you or did you not get into trouble over there?
Mr. Bergen, can't we take one thing at a time?
All right. Very well. What do you want to take first?
A powder.
You know. All right, let's out with it now. Explain.
Well, you see, Bob Cummings has such interesting and inviting junk in his garage that... Before I knew it, my inventive genius reared its ugly head.
Uh-huh. And what happened?
Well, I took his pressure tank, his washing machine, and the motor off his lawnmower, and I sort of put it all together, little genius that I am.
Yes.
And it came out a submarine.
A submarine.
And I launched it in Bob's pool.
You what?
Yes, stout sub it was. SS Donut, I calls it.
Mm-hmm.
I call it that because it was a sinker.
I see. In other words, your submarine was a failure?
Yes, it was. It burped twice and then fathoms set in.
I see.
Uh-oh. Who's that? Who's that?
Why, that's Bob Cummings.
No, hide me, Bergen. Help, hide me. Get me out.
No, Charlie, you'll stay right here, and you'll face the music. Come in, Bob.
Oh, hello, fellas.
Hello, Bob.
Edgar, I'd like to have a little chat with Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Little man, I looked in my garage, and it seems I don't have my washing machine anymore.
You should have kept up the payments.
Yes, it was my favorite washing machine, too. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on my drawers.
Bob, did you also notice something strange about your lawnmower?
Oh, you stool pigeon.
Oh, yes. Now that you mention it, all I can find of the lawnmower is the handle.
Yes, well, that's all there is. There ain't no mower.
Well, as an ex-lawnmower owner, could I have the intimate details, please?
Yes, well, you see, Mr. Cummings, I needed a motor for my sub, so I test-topped your gasoline lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
Lively little rascal, too, it was.
And shall we say it got just a wee bit out of control?
That we could certainly say, yes. With its blaze of whirring, it took off for your hen house.
And my chickens?
Plucked, cleaned, and dressed.
And then it headed for my orange grove.
So it did, yes.
Know anybody that can use 2 acres of marmalade?
This Van Alagazam, an orange-colored sky.
All over.
Charlie, either you square this matter or you're going to spend your entire summer vacation working in my swimming pool.
Well, now, that's not too bad. You mean as a lifeguard?
No, as my diving board.
Boing!
It's really very easy to make young people feel at home, whether the host or hostess is a teenager like themselves or someone twice their age. Refreshment, of course, is always in order. And the one thing you know that's a favorite with teenagers, wherever they go, whatever they do, is ice-cold Coca-Cola, which is just one more reason for having plenty of Coke on hand all the time. It's a sure way to win popularity with the youngsters. Make your home attractive to youth, for your own sake, as well as the young members of your own family. Keep your refrigerator always well stocked with ice-cold Coca-Cola.
Well, Charlie, have you figured out a way to pay for that submarine damage?
That I have, Bob, and make a couple of million besides, too. Now, you know you're just about Hollywood's biggest picture star.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, I wouldn't either, but I'm in trouble.
No, you ain't kidding. Now, what's all this got to do with that sub in my pool?
Everything. What's the biggest moneymaker in pictures today?
Popcorn?
Submarine pictures. And we can shoot ours right at the bottom of your pool, see?
Yes, well, that's a good idea, but I think there's something lacking.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what's the biggest success on Broadway?
South Pacific?
That's it. Now, we combine the two, and we do a submarine musical with music and lyrics by Ray Noble, get it?
A submarine musical?
Yeah. We'll call it Under the South Pacific. I can see the first scene now. We're cruising beneath the sea while our happy crew sings the opening number.
Life is so terrific under the South Pacific. We're a jolly carefree crew. Whenever we get together, we're always under the weather. Now wouldn't you be jolly too? For we have no troubles and we have no woes, unless some big jerk opens up the windows. Life is so terrific under the South Pacific, far from the Tennessee walls. Sometimes a mermaid comes into view and the ordinary sailor wants to splurge. But in the submarine service, what do we do?
What do we do?
Submerge!
When the sun shines bright in the springtime, why a sailor feels it's good to be alive. But in the submarine service, what do we do?
What do we do?
We dive!
A sailor does his laundry, hangs it on the line, and goes back to sleep in his bunk. But in the submarine service, what do we do?
What do we do?
We dunk. Life is so terrific under the South Pacific. We're a jolly carefree crew. Whenever we get together, we're always under the weather. Now wouldn't you be jolly too? For we have no troubles and we have no woes, unless some big jerk opens up the windows. Life is so terrific under the South Pacific, far from the Tennessee wall.
Somewhere in the uncharted regions of the South Pacific, the dauntless crew of a submarine wait tensely for a history-making moment.
Ready, Mate McCarthy?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Very well. Up, periscope.
Yeah.
Up a little higher.
A little higher.
Down, periscope.
Down, sir.
Up, periscope.
Aye, sir.
Down, periscope.
Down, sir.
Up, periscope.
Up, sir. Is that it now, Captain?
Yes. Oh, it feels so good when you scratch my back. Why?
Latitude 68, Captain.
That means it's time to read the secret orders from Washington. Here they are, sir.
Good. Oh, this is important. I'm getting nervous.
Yes, sir.
My hands are shaking. I can't open the orders. I can't open them.
Well, no wonder. It's a postcard, sir.
Wait a minute, then. Wait a minute. Our orders are to test this experimental sub by crash diving to the greatest depth ever attained. Are you ready, men? Seaman Baldwin.
I'm ready, sir. I've kissed my fiancée goodbye.
McCarthy?
I'm ready. I kissed his fiancée goodbye, too. What about you, Captain?
I'm ready, and she's a real cute kid. All right, men, attention. I said attention, Noble. Why don't you stand up straight?
Well, because I'm doubled up from sleeping in that beastly hammock.
But why should sleeping in a hammock make you double up?
Well, perhaps it's because I hang both ends on the same hook.
All right, men, stand by to submerge. Crash dive!
Just a minute, Captain. We can't dive yet. I've discovered a stowaway.
Ah, hello, Charlie. Thanks for hiding me in your sea bag.
Ixnay, babe, ixnay.
Hiding a woman in your sea bag? How do you explain this?
Well, after all, Chief, what is a sea bag for?
Well, to carry things you need on a long voyage.
Any more questions?
Oh, come now, Kathy Waffy. You remember me. Singapore Sue. Oh.
Singapore Sue.
Uh-huh.
Well. Taunting me again, eh? You with your youth, your fresh looks taunting me. Tantalizing me. The vision of you burns in my soul like a blue-white flame. And you're mine. Yes, you're mine.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't forget Singapore Sue. You know, I'm the kind of a woman that men remember when they're old.
You're the kind of a woman that makes them old.
Come, Sue, give me your hand. Ah, see how it nestles like a little white dove.
If it lays any eggs, they're mine.
Now get lost, McCarthy. She's my girl.
No, she's mine. Out last night, you know, I had shore leave, and I stole into her hut at exactly midnight and sneaked a kiss.
Well, wait a minute. Huh? Our last night on shore, I stole into her hut at exactly midnight and sneaked a kiss.
But I wasn't home that night.
Another lips.
Smoochie!
Ah, but just let me show you what you were missing, little one.
Come
to my arms.
Don't hold me so tight. You're melting my sense in.
Now, get away from her, McCarthy. She's my girl.
No, she's mine. Now, listen. Oh, no, she's mine.
Gentlemen, I think perhaps I'd better leave.
Why?
Oh, a sub is no place for a lady. A ship is no place for a she. Though the lions may roar on the distant shore, yet the wolves are fiercer at sea. For a sub is no place for a lady, and it's easy to understand that. Though a gal may dally a while in the galley, it's no place to try on a hat.
Oh, a sub is no place for a lady. A ship is no place for a she.
On the bridge you may stand, but you'll find every man down below isn't watching the sea.
For a sub is no place for a lady, and on this our opinion is firm.
For you get such a shake-up, you can't put on makeup with the wrong kind of waves in your perm.
For a sub is no place for a lady, a ship is no place for a she.
Hanging stockings to dry on the periscope, why, you would think it was Les Majestés.
For a sub is no place for a lady. A ship is no place for a she.
A conning tower's not a romantic spot for Cupid to go on a spree.
And who wants to neck with a gal on the deck when the watch isn't watching the sea?
And they say even Eckley will stand up and flatly admit that it's not his cup of tea.
Even fellows from Harvard who know port from starboard in this are inclined to agree.
But on terra firma, we gals do not murmur, for there we are still the queen bee.
We love to be with a lady, but not at sea.
Goodbye, fellas. Goodbye.
I'll put Singapore Sue on a life raft with plenty of supplies. All right, men, back to your posts.
Well, Singapore Sue is gone. And yeah. No more women on this sub.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to live, yeah.
Oh, yes, we're better off without women.
Yeah, we're better off without women.
That's right.
Well, so that's much for that game. What do we play now?
Well, men, I took care of Singapore Sue. And now we're ready to carry out our mission. Stand by to submerge. Price dive!
Captain, there's a deep sea diver just surfaced alongside the sub.
Hello. Greetings, friends. Friends, I am the deep sea diver and scientist, Professor Sutwing.
How do you do?
How do you do?
What are you doing in those seagoing rompers with that overhead plumbing?
Well, I just came up from the ocean floor where I'm doing research on the romantic life of an oyster.
The romantic life of an oyster?
That's right. You'd be surprised what goes on underneath those shells. I want all you jolly tars in the submarine here to be very, very quiet because one of my lady oysters, she's about to have a pearl.
Oh. How do you know?
Well, lately she's had a mad craving for pickles and strawberries. That's a sign, I thought. Of course, an oyster breeding is done scientifically.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. And to have a pearl, the oyster has to be irritated.
Oh, that's it. We'll just put cracker crumbs in their oyster bed. Cracker crumbs in their oyster!
Oh.
Well, you sure go all out when you go, don't you? Sometimes I wish I'd have said that, but then again, I don't think I do.
Professor, you must know quite a bit about fish.
Oh, heavens to Haddock, I do. Why, I've studied all kinds of fish. Why, there's something about fish that gets you.
Especially if you don't put them on ice.
Yeah, another point there. Now, fish, friends, fish are divided into two groups, live fish and dead fish.
Well, you certainly know your little finny friends.
Know them? Well, I guess I should. As a matter of fact, my wife is a maid mer.
Maid mer?
Uh-huh.
You mean a mermaid?
No, in her case, the top half looks like a fish. But I came here looking for my pet electric eel. He swam away, and I just wonder where he's going.
Probably looking for a place to plug himself in. I don't know.
Mama, simmer down, for heaven's sake. Golly, I hope my pet eel wasn't caught by an octopus. Why, it seems like only yesterday that, and that's because it was only yesterday, that an octopus caught me and wrapped his tentacles around me and held me tight.
Good heavens, what did you do?
What could I do? We danced. Made a nice couple, too.
Now, look, Twiggy, we're busy around here. Would you mind scramming?
Well, I must say, if I'm not welcome, I'll certainly leave. But
Good. Before
I go, there is one thing I want to say.
And what's that?
Goodbye, aye, aye. I'm going where the flying fishes fly, aye, aye. I'll be in water up to Bally High, aye, aye. Don't cry, aye, aye. Goodbye, aye. Oh, what's the use? Goodbye, aye, aye.
Well, we've wasted enough time. This is it, men. Stand by to submerge. Price dive!
A lot of traffic here. Here we go. Down. What's the reading, Captain?
50 fathoms. 60 fathoms. 70 fathoms.
I say, Captain, just what is exactly a fathom?
Well, I just call them. I don't explain them.
Thank you very much indeed.
80 fathoms. 100 fathoms.
100 fathoms?
Yes.
But the water is only 80 fathoms deep here. What about the bottom?
I think we passed it, sir.
Oh, we're stuck on the bottom. Stuck hard and fast.
Well, Captain, there's only one thing to do, sir.
Yes, what's that?
Mud pies, anyone?
We need help, Noble. Send out an SOS.
Very good, sir. Oh, how do you spell it?
Oh, no.
Captain, the water's rushing in. And there go the lights.
Oh, it's pitch black. I'll feel along the wall here for the escape hatch. Here it is, yeah. Here's the opening. Ooh, it's cold and wet.
Well, get your hand out of my mouth.
Oh. Here's the escape hatch. All ashore that's going ashore.
Just a minute, McCarthy. Huh? You can't desert the ship.
What?
Are you a coward, a yellow rat, chicken-livered?
What was that last one again?
I said chicken-livered.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. Let me out of here. That's me.
Now, wait, McCarthy, stand back. I'm leaving first.
Well, why?
I'm the yellow rat.
Oh.
Hold on, Skipper. You can't leave at all.
Well, why not?
You can't leave because...
The captain must go down with the ship. He must go down with the ship.
But why?
He must.
But why?
He must.
I only want to know why. For the mate can leave in the bosun too, and so can every one of the crew. But what must the poor old captain do?
He's gotta go down with the ship.
But the gunner can leave his torpedoes, and the doctor can leave his sick bay. So why can't the captain, the poor old captain, get the heck out of the way?
The captain must go down with the ship. He must go down with the ship. The captain must go down with the ship. He must go down with the ship.
But why?
He must.
But why?
He must.
I only want to know why. For the cook won't worry about the ham, and the sparks will let his radio jam. So why can't the poor old captain scram?
He's gotta go down with the ship.
So long as the vessel is floating, I'm the toughest of autocrats. But when she is sinking, then I get to thinking, what happens to me and the rats?
The captain must go down with the ship. He must go down with the ship.
But why am
I
the only unfortunate guy?
Aye, aye.
Who never did hanker to sink with the anchor, or whether it's carry or curse or a tanker, it's always the same old cry.
The captain must go down with the ship. He must go down with the ship.
Well, Captain, any questions?
No. No, I realize now, gentlemen, that I can't break the tradition of the sea. And I'll go down with the ship, and gladly.
Gladly, sir?
Yes. Get going, men. Up the escape hatch and swim for it.
Swim?
Certainly. Don't you know the Australian crawl?
No, sir. I hardly can swim in English.
All right, men. Goodbye, and good luck to you all.
Goodbye.
Well, they're gone now.
Hello, Captain. I've been waiting for you.
Ah, my darling Singapore Sue.
Are we really stuck on the bottom?
No. No, I could raise the sub any time I want to.
Oh, then why did you get rid of the crew?
Life is so terrific under the South Pacific.
Edgar Bergen will be back in a moment. But in the meantime, remember, folks, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. And now, here's Edgar Bergen.
I want to thank Robert Cummings for coming back to us again as our guest. There'll always be a welcome mat at our door for him. Next Sunday evening, we have invited Ann Baxter, the brilliant actress and Academy Award nominee, to give us a hand. And now, good night, everyone.
Remember to listen to Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, brought to you by the Coca-Cola Company, every Sunday. And remember to listen next Saturday to Refreshment Time, starring Morton Downey over this same network. This week, the Girl Scouts celebrate their 39th birthday. Girl Scouting helps young girls to become better citizens of their communities, their country, and the world. But many girls who would like to become Girl Scouts can't, because all the troops in their communities are full. To create more troops, the Girl Scouts must have more adult volunteers to lead them. And wouldn't you like to help? Phone your local Girl Scout headquarters and find out how you can. Bob Cummings can soon be seen in the Columbia picture, The Barefoot Mailman. The Edgar Bergen Show is produced and directed by Frank Gill, Jr. This is Bill Baldwin speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.